Hello, everyone. My name is Mark Kelly, and I am your DM.
I am David, and I'm playing Brock Timbers, Gnome Bard.
My name is Ryan O'Connor, and I'm playing Edson, the paladin of the party, and an Asimar, who is a fallen, dumb angel.
My name is Tommy Gray. My character has a gun.
I'm Tommy Stenrose. I play Kelmar, the water genasi, and I transition into a bear.
So last time, we pulled our second lever in the upper section of the sewers. And after you guys pulled that, you guys hear a loud noise in the distance. You guys headed down to the lower levels of the sewers, where you guys crossed the actual river. This lower level was putrid, just disgusting smelling. You can tell that basically this is where all the waste is basically being transferred as the sewer system is going through. You guys end up in a room, and you open up a door. And you guys get into a fight with a couple wizards and gentlemen dressed in dragon clothing. You guys defeat them quickly. You find out that it is part of the Cult of the Dragon, but not the Cult of the Dragon that you guys were following. Possibly part of someone that might be part of Talos the White, with the white symbols that you guys found on them. You guys also found a stone key, as well as a broken crystal ball, it seems like, and I believe you guys collected that. You guys continued deeper into the sewers. You guys found a room that was locked and barred. You guys broke into that room and found a skeleton body, which you guys assumed to be the hero that was sent out here many years before. After that, you guys did encounter three more trolls. You guys snuck up on them and defeated them quickly. And I think that is where we ended our session last time. And you guys are in the room where you guys defeated the three trolls.
You guys have anything you wanted to talk about or ask? Are you cracking?
No, there's two ways. No. There's looks like the way to the top and one in the middle. Do you guys want to check the top one first? Or do you want to go into the...
I'm already looking into this bottom one.
Yeah, what's also going on over there?
The one right... one with the 11, but right beneath it.
Sure. Shane, so when you walk over to there, it looks like very similar to what you guys have seen before, where you can see like a ladder that normally goes up. You can see that there's a broken ladder at the base of it, but it looks like it's been like almost like snapped or broken off, and there's like pieces of broken bone. It's though kind of almost like a cave, and it looks like it's really roughly like dug out. It looks like a cave like goes deeper into the wall. But you can see that kind of like it was originally like a wall that was flat with stone, but it looks like everything's been knocked down and kind of there's a tunnel been ripped through it.
I don't know if we should go down that tunnel, especially right now. Let's definitely look, scope out that other room that's up over there, and then we'll come back over here. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
That tunnel scares the shit out of me.
Yeah, let's look up here first.
All right, Edson, you're leading the way?
Yep. And dodge action ready.
Sounds good. As you're walking up, you guys don't really hear anything, but as you walk up, and do you want to turn the corner?
I'm going to try and peer around the corner, trying to stay hidden a little bit.
Sounds good. As you peer around the corner, you can see a table and a desk, and it looks like it's probably like a worker station or something like that. There are some kind of worn down like papers on the table, but no one in sight.
Can I take a look at the papers?
See a table and some papers, so I think it's safe to go in. I'm going to head on in.
Mark, I want to look for the pen we're supposed to be looking for here.
So look for the pen with Shane.
Sure. Shane, you want to just do investigation with advantage? Or whoever with advantage. I mean, however you guys want to do it.
I can't give multiple
advantages. So
my first, I got a dirty 20.
So you look up, you look on the counter, you look on the desk. A lot of the papers are starting to get like almost like a mildew kind of build up on them, with just the moisture that's in the area. And like I mentioned before, when you guys went down the stairs, the water level is actually a little bit like almost like near your like ankles right now as you guys are walking through. So a lot of the just water rushing through has kind of really worn things down. But as you look through the paperwork, some of the paperwork, you can still see a little bit of the ink that has been left on them. You don't seem to find any kind of like actual utensil of a writing utensil of any kind. But you do see like, you know, like a protractor, a couple rulers and stuff like that. But the papers themselves seem to have like mostly just schematics and like almost like blueprints. Very similar to the room that you guys were in with the skeleton that was in there. And it seems like it's a lot of like blueprints that probably have the same similar map that the sewers have.
But I understand the blueprints.
How about go ahead and give me, because they're designed like that, I'll just say just raw intellect. I'll give you a proficiency on this just because you're pretty knowledgeable when it comes to construction.
18.
As you're looking through it, you can tell that these are definitely schematics, for the sewers. You also can see that the room that you were just in with one of the schematics, you can tell that that wall was a walled off area. And basically in the design that there was cut off, and there definitely something or someone has basically dug a tunnel into that section. You also do see that the buildings or the rooms that you guys saw ladders in, the room that you guys were just in, did have a ladder at one point.
Dane will wave, you know, look over the schematics and wave them and say that it looks like that tunnel over there had a false wall and that they've been burrowing in there, so... I can't find anything else of importance on this desk. Looks like the next move is down that tunnel.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, let's make our way there.
How's everybody feeling?
Shane, guys, I'd like...
Go ahead.
When on our way back to the tunnel, as we pass by the pool, I'd like to stick my hand in it and see if I still get that same directional feeling that I got that led us down this way.
You do know that water's full of shit, right?
I do.
Okay, proceed.
Shane, as you're actually walking out of that room, I have something for you because you have the passive perception. As you're walking out of that room, the water that's on the ground, you can see that there's water flowing to the northern section of right here. And you can see water kind of like almost like flowing just enough. It's very, very minimal, but you can see that the water is slightly flowing that direction instead of flowing to the big pool. And a little bit of water is flowing like almost into the stone.
Kelmar, come here. I say as I walk over here like that.
Let's see. Would I have felt something before I took my hand out of the water to go investigate with Shane?
Give me a religion check.
First roll of the night. Let's go. I rolled an 11 plus 5 is a 16.
You feel the water, and you can tell that like basically the water like flows down, but there is something kind of pulling you back towards Shane direction.
Cool. Okay. So I will definitely then.
And you don't really, and you don't feel anything kind of coming from your backside of like where you were checking it originally.
Got it. Yeah, I'll make my way over to Shane and try and help him contact where this flow or where that pull was directing us.
So Kelmar, as you're walking up there, you have obviously plenty of experience when it comes to water, and you kind of like look and you can see that the water is actually starting to slide just a little bit under the base of the stone. And you can see that there's just a little bit of water pull going into whatever the stone
wall. Who knows what? I'll look to Shane and, I'll shake my head and be like, it's like it's going out through here. There's got to be some sort of void. Because water doesn't flow into something that's full already.
Shane and Kelmar, give me history checks.
Ooh, not bad. Dirty 20.
Okay. With Shane's dirty 20. Shane, as you're like looking through the wall, and Kilmore's kind of like checking the wall as well. Shane, you find one stone section, almost a little bit lower than you expected. Like you kind of have to like get under your knees to like get down to it. So you're kind of like dipping a little into the funky water. But as you're getting to it, you can find like a little like almost like finger size like gap, and it's like square. It's almost like a small rectangular, probably like maybe a quarter of an inch by like an eighth of an inch. And it seems very unusual to you. It seems like it's almost been cut out.
Kilmer, come check this out.
All right, Brock.
We're ready, Brock.
As you're entering the key itself has like basically like a little like square part, like where like a key ring would go, and the tip of it has like, you know, teeth. How far are you putting the key in?
As far until it won't go any farther. Let's see if it fits.
As you're pushing it in, it goes all the way flush to the wall.
Okay. Can I do a quick check for any traps I would see?
Sure. Give me a perception check.
19 + 5, 24.
Seems like a stone wall with water going underneath it.
Okay. I turn the key.
The key ring is in the wall. That's what I mean by flush. You literally put it right into the wall.
Okay, so if it's flush, I kind of looked to Edson and Shane and said, give it a push.
I go up and give it a nice, quick push.
Sounds good. Where are you pushing?
Probably closer to where the key is.
Sure, give me a strength check.
That'll be a dirty 20.
Seems like solid rock.
Brock tries to press the key in the hole. So it's not flush, it goes in.
Brock, as you were pushing it in, the key sinks just a little bit into the stone. You guys start hearing gears go, and you guys see the stone wall start to climb up just enough, and the water starts to flow a little bit more into the room. As it slides up, you guys get the smell of just corpse. Just rotting corpse. Mm. As it slides up, you see a table in actually decent condition, but it looks like basically there's a drainage at the end of the room. There is a table with a skeleton laying across the table, and paperwork on the table itself, and a pen in his hand.
How nice looking is this pen?
It has a gold tip with a black wooden handle.
That's what I'm looking for, boys.
I shape water out of the area, and we'll look inside and I'll say, "That's our pen, fellas." And then the water will not enter the area for less than an hour.
Any volunteers to grab it?
I'll grab it.
I'll ready attack action.
All right, I'm gonna ready a dodge action while going in.
Edson, the moment you touch it, you feel just this chilling feeling in your spine, like something like has like almost like grabbed its claws and kind of like dragged it across your back, basically. You feel this like coldness inside your body, even though like you're pretty warm with wearing all your gear and stuff like that, and you've been battling and stuff just recently. But right when you touch it, you just feel this absolute ominous feeling the moment you touch it.
Guys, this thing is really refreshing to hold after a battle. I gotta say.
But yeah. Is it heavy?
No, it's just I'm really not liking touching it, actually.
Let me hold it.
Back down.
No, let me hold it.
What?
Yeah.
What? Wrap it up in something.
Yeah, I grab a shirt out of my bag and I hold it open like forward and like try to take the.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought he was like, yeah, I felt awful when I hold it. And Brock's like, oh yeah, let me try. Put it in my hand and see what happens when I touch it.
Well, I mean, it's not hurting me to hold it. And besides, I'm used to ominous things. Just ask my axe.
Exactly. You have enough ominous things on you. Let me hold this one.
And you guys hear a stomach growl coming from Edson. But I don't think it was Edson.
It was his axe.
All right, here. I'll hand you the pen.
I'll take it, Mark.
So, with the pen...
Hold on. Mark, talk.
I was gonna say, once the pen hits your shirt,
the shirt I'm holding out. Yeah.
Yep. You don't feel anything.
Okay. I wrap it up and put it into my bag.
Okay. So Edson, you still almost like feel that ominous feeling even after letting go of the pen, and like after letting go of the pen, you like even like so like you being a paladin, you can kind of sense like that general like evil and good. You can sense like as Brock like puts it into his bag, you can almost like identify exactly where it is in his bag, and you can feel it even from like the 5 or 10 feet away from him, Brock.
Do I know that this thing is innately evil?
Without any check or anything like that, I don't think Etsa would know, but you can definitely tell that there's something very, very evil coming from it, probably.
I'll use Divine Sense, then.
Does it identify if it's Celestial or Fiend?
It says...
You know the location of them, so...
I know the location of any Celestial or Fiend. Or Undead.
If it's a Celestial or Fiend,
you can sense that Celestial, Fiend, or Undead is coming from Brock's bag. And it does have an evil aura to it.
Hey, Brock, just to let you know, I can pinpoint exactly where that is on you. That thing has such an evil aura.
Wow. Okay.
Are you sure you don't want me to carry it just because...
How about this? You
have a target on yourself.
I'm going to place it down on the table in this room. And then I'm going to take 10 minutes and I'm going to cast Identify on it.
All right. I'll just watch the door then.
Yeah.
Okay. What is everyone else doing while this 10-minute period is going on?
I'm going to watch Brock do this.
I have a... I used a grip point. Can I clean my gun and get that grip point back in 10 minutes?
I would say no, just because my short rests are usually 30 minutes, so in this 10-minute period, you won't be able to quite get your grip back. But you can clean your gun. You're more than welcome to. So as you guys are waiting, Ryan, give me a perception check, since you're kind of like out watching out.
All right. That's a nat one.
Ryan, you're just distracted, because this... evil aura, you like, as you turn your head away from it, you can just feel like your hairs like stand up on the back of your neck and turn back to it every single couple seconds, and it's like you're trying to like look out and just make sure there's no one else approaching on you guys, but you're just turning your head every couple seconds to look back at Brock.
Hey Brock, if it turns out to be too evil, I'm more than happy to use my sword to smash it, just for the irony of it being stronger than the pen.
Well.
And then I look at Etsin and I say, I don't know if we needed to destroy this thing. The guy said he was going to give us 1,200 gold.
Yeah. It was get paid.
I'm starting to question that as to why and what we're about to hand over.
You know what?
This isn't of ours.
That is very true.
What? Got hired to pick up the pen.
And I'll look at Etsy and I'll say, we don't want an evil pen just making its way into the wrong hands, especially if it's, you know, something that will cause mass death throughout the land. And then I'll look at Shane and I'll say, but on the other hand, 1,200 gold, yeah.
You're kind of sensationalizing it, right? Like, this pen would lead to world destruction? I don't think so. I think they would have gotten it a long time ago if it was that sort of thing.
What I do know is that we aren't the first people they sent down here to clear out the sewers. So we got this key from the Cult of the Dragon members we killed back there, which we still have not undressed that we ran into Cult of the Dragon. And they had the key to get inside this door. How?
Being in the field I was back home in Flan, it doesn't surprise me at all that our employer hired more than one search party. But it could be that the Cult of Dragon did have some interest in this pen. So do you think that our employer is a member of the Cult of the Dragon?
If Carlon set us up with him, I trust Carlon's decision. You know, he hasn't stared us wrong yet.
Wasn't he captured by them?
Yes.
For a time.
That's who buried him, was Cult of the Dragon.
Yeah.
So I don't see him coming back to town and getting a job for us with someone who's working with them.
He's trying to curry new favor. I just don't like that pen.
Let's give it to this motherfucker and get 1,200 gold for it.
After 10 minutes of your conversation, I just want the conversation to go. I loved it.
Yeah.
I love the conversation between you guys. But after you identify it, you can tell that this has a lot of conjuration magic into it. It seems as though this pen has the ability to create images with the words that you write. So as you write words on a right kind of paperwork, you can essentially create images or what's the word I'm looking for?
Illusions?
Illusions, thank you. From the actual pen itself.
So it just creates an illusion. That's not too bad.
No, I wonder if it has some one of these guys' souls trapped in it. Maybe that corpse in the secret room might have trapped his own soul inside that pen. Live on.
Oh,
maybe.
Come up with some sort of revenge.
Do people do that?
It has a lot of conjuration magic in it.
It looked like this guy was stuck in that little room.
Huh.
That sucks.
Yeah, that's true.
Hell of a way to die.
Go ahead and give me an Arcana check.
10.
With a 10, you can tell that this is definitely more than just a minor illusion kind of conjuration. When you look at the pen, you can feel that there's more, like, just magical essence being pulled from, like, the earth, basically, of how much power that's essentially in the pen itself.
I want to write with it.
Oh, no.
What do you write? What do you write on?
Oh.
I'm going to pull out a piece of, I'm going to pull out a parchment from my notebook.
Brock, I have a question.
Brock. Hold on.
Yes, what's your question?
What?
What's your question?
Can you tell me what message does? You like?
Well, when I cast it, I can say a sentence, probably up to like 25 or 30 letters.
How does it work?
I have to
cast it like a creature you see within blah 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 that can understand you?
Yeah.
Okay. Just curious. All right.
I need to see what this does.
Try to message the pen. See if it talks back to you.
Brock thinks about this. So, I unwrap it on the table, so it's out there, and I'll try casting a message on the pen, saying, hello, anyone in there?
David, for you, when you cast message, you're pretty good at, like, when you, like, hit a stone wall. It's like hitting a stone wall.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Brock looks to Shane, shakes his head no, and Brock then says, I'm gonna try writing on it. I want to know what we're handing over. I want to make sure it's not evil.
I understand. And then I'll put my hand on his shoulder, and I'll cast guidance on him, and I'll say, just try not to kill anyone with it, and then I'll back away a little slowly.
Brock smiles, nods. Thank you.
I'm just gonna have my axe at the ready.
I'm going to grab the pen with my hand, Mark.
Brock, the moment you grab the pen, you've never felt such power. You feel as though you've never had this much magical energy flow through you. And you can feel as though as you're grabbing onto the pen that this energy that's coming from the pen has been somehow almost like changed you the moment you touched it.
Okay. Any saves or anything like that?
No.
Okay. I want to draw a canary.
David, as you are writing it on there, all of a sudden your hand just feels clenching in pain. And you get 3 damage of psychic damage.
Oh, no save either. Okay. Okay,
Brock, and, like, mentally, like, feel your head, like, kind of pressure as you write on the paper, and as you're, like, writing, like, and drawing the body of it, you can feel as your mind is, like, being strained as you're writing.
Okay. Brock does his best to not show as much pain as he's in.
Yeah, you finish the drawing, and nothing seems to happen.
Brock puts the pen down. Brock puts the pen down, and he picks up the paper, and he kind of, like, inspects it.
Try to touch it. It looks like a well-made pen. It's very nice. It's a pretty decent drawing.
The drawing, not the pen.
Yeah, that's a nice drawing. It seems like the pen works pretty well. It's a black ink.
I kind of squint my eyes. I'm like, okay.
You did put the pen down, correct?
Yeah, I did.
Go ahead and give me a wisdom save.
Yep. How about a 10?
David, the moment you put it down, you want to pick it right back up. And you're compelled to, and you grab it again.
I'm going to grab it again. I'm like, okay, nothing happened when I drew on the paper. I look around the room, and I go to this wall, and I try to draw a circle on the wall.
Okay. How big of a circle?
Enough, like, I guess, a bowling ball size.
As you're doing it, again, you're feeling this, like, dragging, like, pulling sensation onto your mind. And you take 6 psychic damage.
Okay, this one I'm not as easily covered. I kind of cough a little bit as I'm doing it, and a little blood comes out of my mouth.
If I did see him cough up blood, I would verbally ask him, "Are you okay? What's going on?"
I got this. Hold on, I'm almost done.
You guys see, like, almost like his eyes, like, start to darken a little bit, the blood kind of, like, dripping from his mouth, and, like, you can see him, like, almost, like, carving into the stone. Just the drawing is trying to finish the circle. And Edson, you know Brock well enough that, like, he's suffering.
I'd like to go up to him, put a lay on hands on his head, and just pat for 5. Actually, I'll give him 6. and just go, like, "You need to take a break, buddy."
Almost.
David, you are compelled to not stop.
I'm almost there. I gotta finish it.
Brock, stop. You're killing yourself.
No. You just made me feel a lot better. Trust me, I'm almost there.
So, Brock, you finished the circle. And you don't really notice anything. Except that you're in a lot of pain and your head's, like, spinning.
I'd like to grab the pen from him, like, contesting strength check.
David, you can do actually a sleight of hand to try to slide away from Edson. No. Edson, you can do an athletics check to try to be quick enough to grab him.
We're on equal terms then.
Nat 20.
Well, good. I got a 16, so...
So yeah, Edson, you're with your athletic ability. You grab the back of his wrist and use your other hand to pull the pen from his hand. And Brock, you are severely motivated and very furious by the hand, by the pen leaving your hand, and you're scrambling to try to grab it from Edson.
It's got to do something important. I need to figure it out. You know, what if it's really bad? It's clearly need to run more tests.
Brock, Kilmar is going to step forward and kind of try and get in between them and look at them and be like, "Guys, come on, it's just a pen."
I look back at the wall where I drew the circle, and I put my hand up on it. Is it like, do I, like, go through it? Is it, like, tangible? Like, what, is there anything to it?
Nah, just looks like black ink written on a wall.
Brock's getting a little, like, frustrated and kind of a little, like, angry.
Yes, because the pen's not on your hand ink anymore.
What do you mean just black ink? It's got to be something. Just getting, like, really close to the wall and looking back over at Ed in the pen.
Oh, it obviously does something. I've noticed.
Kelmar's going to look at Shane and say, "Shane, grab that shirt. Get that, wrap that pen. Something's going on here."
I will ask for the pen from
Ed. Sure, just make sure Brock doesn't get it. I don't want him getting hurt.
Got it.
It barely hurt. Whatever it was, I'm sure there was a reason for it. Otherwise, why, you know?
Brock, you were coughing up blood. Pens don't make people cough up blood unless they're shoved into their stomachs. This is not a good pen.
You know that part where I said, evil? Sensing evil.
So Edson, as you grab the pen, when you grab the pen from Brock, again, that just like deep, like chill down your back, like claws kind of dragging across you as you grab onto it. And, like, as like Shane kind of puts out the shirt to be able to grab it from you, even as you're like releasing it, like it's hard to let go of, but you know that it's just this ominous feel as you're like putting it into the shirt.
Ugh, that thing makes me feel uncomfortable just holding it.
Bear the load.
Alright. Oh, we found both our cores. Let's get the fuck out of here.
And you probably haven't felt this evil of a feeling since you went to that lower caves when you guys fought against Mondath.
I have a feeling this thing has some sort of connection to Tiamat. This thing is ridiculously evil.
Tiamat. Everything's Tiamat. Rawr, rawr, rawr. Not everything. Yes. There's other evil things in this world, Edson.
Well, that's exactly how Brock would respond.
Considering the fact that there was a Cult of the Dragon team here, I kind of got a good bet on it being Tiamat related. Just saying.
All right. Back to business at hand. So we have the sword. We have the pen. What else were we contracted to accomplish?
That was it, I think, and also the troll ears.
Troll parts.
We got 7 troll parts.
Yep.
So we're not in charge of exterminating the trolls here. They said bonus money for any trolls you do kill. So
The other tunnel? Didn't you say there was a tunnel over there?
There's a tunnel in this other room. Right here. Yep, there's a tunnel in here. It's in this back room, and it looks to be, I think it's not the way out. I think it's where, the trolls are coming from. And I think I believe, Mark, you said that on the schematics, I could see that this tunnel was purposely built here.
No. So you can tell that there were walls that were originally. This was added out. The schematics were written.
Oh, Eddie, let's go into this room here and let's just inspect the tunnel opening.
All right.
I'm not going to go in first.
I'll go in first.
I think we should go down the tunnel.
I'll follow Shane.
Everyone's feeling fine, like strawberry wine. Let's do it.
Yeah, so as you're going down the tunnel, I think Kilmar still has a torch up.
We just wanted to look at the mouth of the tunnel first, right before we went in.
Oh, so the mouth of the tunnel, here, I'll kind of give you a general idea of how wide it is. It's about that wide, so it's about probably like 10 feet wide. The walls look like they're kind of like very rushly kind of like peeled open. Edson, with your general like mining knowledge as well as your like blacksmithing, you can tell that these walls are probably barely standing still. Like they're lucky that there's still a tunnel.
It's unstable. Well, Eddie would know.
Hey, if that's the case, like, looking at this, it looks pretty unstable. And if we think the trolls are coming in through here, you think we should just collapse it?
Do we want to go in a ways and check that out? Or, I worry a little bit about collapsing it, what could happen up above.
Well, I'd like to inspect around, Mark, see if it would have any, like, domino effect.
Sure. Give me... what check would this be? That's a tough one. Because I want to say history, but it's not history. It's more you looking and examining the stone. So I guess I'll give you investigation with advantage, because you have a pretty good general knowledge of construction as well as just blacksmithing and mining.
Sweet. Alrighty. Throw one of the swords underneath and start, like, prying it up.
Sounds good. As you're doing it, you can kind of feel the rock starting to dislodge. You can feel a little bit of rumbling from above you. And as you're like peel it out, and you just get to rock to move, Edson, give me a dex saving throw.
Okay, 14.
14, okay. So it's half. A couple rocks land on you, and a couple pebbles land on you. So you take 3 bludgeoning damage as you are escaping through the tunnel as the tunnel collapses behind you.
Brock yells, "Edson, duck to the left!" And he's going to cut the damage by 6.
Oh, nice. So no damage.
There you go.
Also, Edson, when you enter the room, right above you, you can see like sunlight right above you, where like almost looks like a manhole. Where the ladder looks like it was at one point, looks like it's about 30 feet up in the air. But you can see that there was a ladder connecting you to the manhole that's above you.
We got everything we need, boys. We got the pen, we got the sword, we got a bunch of troll necks. We collapsed the tunnel where it looked like they're coming out of. We ready to get out of here?
Yeah, let's get out of here.
We need to scram. We want to get that hero's body on the way out, right, Eddie?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Want to make sure that guy gets proper burial.
Blue Man Crew leaves no one behind. Am I right?
Still not licensed.
I elbow Edson.
Still not licensed.
I elbow him back going, hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys are going to go back to the body and grab it. Edson, are you grabbing it with armor or without armor?
I'll grab it with the armor.
Sounds good. I mean, you probably have like a satchel or a bag, or like you can use your bedrolls to kind of like wrap it all together. It would be very difficult to grab a decaying skeleton body very easily without a net or a bag of some sort.
I would also help carry either the body or the armor or whatever.
Yeah, that should be fine. Do we want to examine anything before we get out of the sewers? Because I'll just accelerate before you guys get out.
No, I think I'm good.
Mark, on the way out, I'm going to try to slide a hand the pen off of Shane.
Yes, so it'll be a slide of hand against Shane's perception.
Yep. three Cree.
Fucking three.
So, 8 total.
16.
Yeah.
Eatable roll.
Shane, you see Brock kind of like try to like peek grab into your bag, and you witness this. What do you do?
As he reaches for the bag, I turn and tap the hand that's going into my bag with the barrel of my gun, and I give him a.
What? I didn't even want the stupid pen anyways.
I'll give him such a pinch and then flick him out of my bag.
Ah. Damn it.
Alright, so as you guys continue out through the sewers, anything else that we want to go to? You said no exploring for anything else, right? You guys were good.
So we got some gems out of it. We took out some trolls, collapsed the tunnel, recovered the sword and the pen. I'm pretty happy with this right now. I'm pretty, not gonna lie, guys. Pretty happy with this.
Yeah.
What time is it? It's a real thing. I had an appointment I needed to get to.
We might still get to it.
As of right now, because you guys are in the sewers, you're not sure what time it is. You know, the sun is still up. So basically, you guys go up the ladder.
Huh?
Right there, which is the downward ladder. And you guys go to that first room, and you want to go up that ladder?
This one? No, we want to go up this one, right? Because we came down originally. We're just backtracking.
We're going to want to go through that one we came in through, just because, remember, we snuck into these tunnels first. We didn't want to get caught.
Yeah, so this is the one we came in with. This is the one we came into the sewers on, this ladder here. So.
All right, so yeah, you guys go up this. This one, this gate on the top of it, you guys unlocked. As you guys open it up, you guys are kind of in that northern field of Daggerford. And as you guys sneak out, do you guys want to do a stealth check, or are you just nilly-nilly walking around?
Before we went up the ladder, while we were all in this room, I'd cast Paths Without Trace on us.
Dope.
Thank you.
Dope.
That seems like a good skill.
Yeah, so for 1 hour, we all get plus 10.
And we'll stealth out of this bitch.
Who goes up first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
I got a 22.
Yeah, everyone do the stealth rolls because you guys will be doing the stealth rolls. Brock also give me a perception check as you're first out of the ladder.
Oh, yeah. 24. 19
Hell
plus
yeah,
5.
20. So, 32. Holy shit.
All right, stealth checks for Edson and Shane as well.
23.
19.
Brock, so as you peek your head, like, kind of just, like, just getting your head out and kind of looking out, and you can see that the guards are patrolling, and you kind of just wait for a moment as they, like, get into one of the towers. You're like, this is the moment. And everyone kind of climbs all out. And I would imagine all three of you guys are, like, behind Brock, like, come on, Brock, let's fucking go. And Brock's, like, putting his hand behind him, like, hold on. All right, come on.
Nah.
And you got to get up, get through the field, and get yourself back into the city proper of Daggerford. As you guys are getting out, you guys can kind of see the sun is starting to kind of like settle right behind the wall of where it's setting. So you guys would imagine it's about probably late afternoon.
How far away is my blacksmith?
He is basically on the opposite side of town.
Fuck.
Mark, has there been, like, a lot of horses or, like, animals in town, or they mostly stay the outside?
They mostly stay outside. Very similar to, like, how Butter's Gate was, where a lot of the larger animals stay outside.
Mark, is the blacksmith on the way to our camp outside the gate?
No. It's all the way on the other side of town. What town isn't that big, is it? Where's the picture of town? No. Is it in our chat?
I mean...
Yeah, it's in the chat.
If you want to get there quick, Kelmar can always shift into a horse. But that might bring a lot of attention to you.
All right, so if you guys can see the map...
Yeah, a giant blue horse running through town.
Okay, you see the giant number 6 in the middle? You guys are going out of the number 2 to the left of it.
Yeah, okay.
And you guys stealthily went south, and basically you guys are now like where 92, 93, 94 is. Basically
the buildings, yeah.
You know, Conjure, Xander, and Zondor, both you and Shane hop on. You guys fly over the buildings over there, drop into an alley, dismiss them so they're not there, and just be like, oh my god, eagles, what? And they went that way.
No. We were just passed out drunk over here in the corner. We didn't see any eagles.
Exactly.
Because we have a time limit, right?
Oh, fine. Let's go drop off his thing. Come on, all of us. And we all start running.
Wait. Before we start running off, we've got a body.
Yep.
We should probably bury it first.
Nope. We don't have time.
I'm gesturing wildly at the sun.
Okay.
We'll get to it.
All right. Hey, Kelmar, do you mind giving me a hand with this?
Yeah, let's do
Mark,
this.
I run on over there.
So the building that you guys are trying to turn all your stuff in is building 21, because there's way too many locations in this stupid map, but 21.
Building 21, where is that? It's over there. It's kind of by, okay.
Yeah, so it's after right? My 31 is on the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yep. It's on the way. Okay, so yeah, then we'll all definitely go there.
Okay. Might be a famous warrior we can draw. If he's famous enough... The church, or I mean, if there's a local graveyard, they'll probably put him in there.
If it's covered up, let's just go, and while he's dealing with whatever inside, you know, we can kind of clean it up and see if we can figure anything out from it, and find a good place to lay him to rest.
Let's go to building 31 then.
Yep, go.
Because even carrying this body around is a fate better than him just being in that sewer, so.
True, but I'm also worried about our own faith carrying a dead body.
Well, it's not a fresh body.
And you guys don't smell very pleasant walking through the town.
It's not a fresh body.
I was going to say, like, as we get to the, when we get to the blacksmith and I you know, go inside. What does he say?
So as you're walking through the door, you see the kid on...
We don't go inside with the dead body.
Sounds fair. So it's just
me, I think.
Right?
Yeah.
Shane, so you kind of like bust through the door. You hear the ding with the little bell at the door. And as I walk in, you hear the boy.
Oh, hello, sir. How can I... Oh, hello. My dad was looking for you.
Is he here?
And you hear like a scuffling in the back of the store, and like, and just walking to the front.
Where have you been? I told you in the morning to drop this off.
I'm covered in muck. I'm soon. I smell. I have.
Oh God.
I have a new sword. That's also gross on my belt. I'm tired. And I, you know, ran into some trouble. I got sidetracked by something. I thought it would take not so long, but it took a long time. Here. And I shoved the gun cylinderless into his hands. Thanks again. I go back out, and are you guys, like, doing some weird shaman barrow ritual out here in the street?
No, I am.
You want to scrub off the armor, right?
I am running a detect magic. I'll use a spell slot, so I don't have to wait 10 minutes.
Sure. So today, when you do detect magic, you can tell that this armor at one point probably had magic. It has a little bit of resilial. Thank you. Magic that was on it, but unfortunately, no longer.
Huh. This stuff was really nice at one time, but maybe. The magic's faded.
And then Edson and Kelmar, you guys are kind of like cleaning it. You guys see that when you guys kind of clean the chest, you guys can see a gold phoenix symbol wrapped around the chest piece.
I think we give this armor with the sword. It's a set.
I feel like we'd be defiling the dead at that point.
Why?
What?
Why?
What? Why? Because we'd be removing this warrior's armor.
So he can lay to rest and
already
not have to
off
fight.
Them.
He. We're going to put him to rest.
If I make my plate mail and I'm buried, I want to be buried in that plate mail. I'm just telling you guys that right now.
Yeah. 1,500 gold? I better be buried with that thing.
Yeah.
So,
Shane, you start walking out, and you can see that this, like, gleaming armor, as they start, like, cleaning the chest piece, you can see the phoenix emblem around the chest of it.
Matches the sword. I gesture with the hilt of the sword. It's got a phoenix thing on the end of it.
Yeah, let's clean that thing off a little bit, too, on our way over to the other building.
David, detect magic lasts for a while, right?
Yeah.
You can tell there's magic coming from the hilt and the blade.
What kind of magic?
I'm going to use my canteen to wash myself off. And I would assume we would be using the canteen to wash all the other armor and the sword. And if anybody else wanted to use it to wash off their faces and appendages. And
absolutely.
Yes, please.
Yes, thank you.
So this is actually the first time you guys have interacted with Kilmore's Cantina. When the water touches you, it feels rejuvenating. It feels like you just all the dryness that you had in your body has just now been restored. When the water like lands in your mouth, it feels like it tastes like the best drink you've ever had, but it's water.
Hmm. Refreshing.
David, you get an enchantment from it.
And the pen?
The pen, you get conjuration still.
What kind of sword is it?
It's serrated. It looks like at one point it was a double-edged blade. Because of poor use and the buildup of blood that is on the blade, there's only one sharp edge, and that's the serrated edge. And the handle seems to be in decent condition. It's a little dirty.
Would you say it's big, like a great sword, or like a long sword?
Like a great sword.
Okay.
The troll was using it one-handed, so he would definitely need to be a greatsword.
Go drop this stuff off and collect.
Yeah, maybe,
I'm going to look over... Actually,
before we do that, let's go over how much money they're supposed to give us. Anybody got a price list?
I have it right here. Brock pulls out his notebook. Here. He wants to give us 250 gold for this sword. Ah, God, the retail on this has got to be more than that.
Oh, we're at a blacksmith. You want me to get it appraised real quick?
What if we keep it?
My boy, let me go talk to him real quick.
Maybe.
Let's get the rest of the prices down first.
Why don't you do that? Shane, yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, Shane, I think so. I don't think we should give it to this guy. I think we should maybe try and sell it ourselves, or maybe even keep it. What do you think? I mean, it's got some magic coming off of it.
Yes, it does.
How much for the pen?
The pen was $1,200.
And how much per troll?
$250 per troll.
$250.
It was not per troll. It was you showing proof that you've killed the trolls for $250.
$250 total?
$250 for a troll? Come on, guys. Let's be real.
That's what I thought. I was like, hell yeah.
No.
Okay.
Definitely not. You just have to bring proof that you killed whatever is inside the cave for an additional $250.
And tucks that.
I got it.
And tucks that note card away, or, you know, his little journal. Edson, can I have the sword back, please?
Sure thing. And I hand it over to him.
You're back.
And I tell him, I say, don't take anything less than $350.
Got it.
Businessman right there.
So I walk in there.
And then I'll look at Brock, and I'll ask him, I'll say, do you know what that sword does? You said it was magical, but...
Just really sharp.
Anything else? Okay.
David, you're kind of like actually like a little bit of withdrawal as like Shane walks away with your pen. And you're just kind of like feeling this like, I need some water.
I'll give him my canteen.
It's good tasting water, Brock, as you're drinking it, but it does not satisfy.
It's not quite what I'm looking for. Thanks, though.
Oh,
Brock just kind of looks off in the distance.
So as you walk into the shipwright's store, you see the kid again.
Oh, welcome back.
Is Pops in the back working?
And you can hear
bing, bing, bing.
And you go in and you have like a little like a curtain thing, right? And you like kind of pull it away. And you can see him with now instead of his with just his overalls on, and just like clinging away at your particular pistol and like kind of like working out the corners of it, and looks like he's trying to like seal the barrel.
Corrin.
He like looks back.
What?
And he like.
You know anything about magical weapons? I'm not trying to sell or buy one from you, but maybe if you knew how much one goes for. Just off the top of your head.
He like puts down his hammer and puts the pistol back into the forge to get it heated up again. Looks over. I don't know. I know the Blacksmith Guild sells magical items for upwards of 2,000 gold.
Right. Well, thanks for the info. Keep working on that. And I will catch you tomorrow.
I'll try to get it done as quick as I can.
Appreciate it.
I'll see what I can do.
Alright. So, walk back out. This guy, Dick Corrin, he's a metal worker. You know, he's solid with his tools, but he's no enchanter and he's no wizard. He says that normally magical items on the block, with the magical item dealers and in that district, over 2,000 gold. I say,
so
we...
I'll quickly snap my head around and say, whoa, oh, 2,000?
Yeah, Kelmar, I don't think you've even seen 2,000 gold before.
So, nope. Right now, without the sword, we would rake in 1450. So, this is what I say we do. We stash the sword. Now, I'm whispering this to everybody. We're huddled up. Not just shouting this. Right? We're huddled up. We stash the sword. We're huddled up around the corpse. we stash the sword. Say that we couldn't find it in the dungeon. And that we, we can quote him an exorbitant amount of money to go back and look for it, like another 1,000 gold sort of thing. You know, basically outquote them so that they say no. But make it look as if we offer to try to go find it. Then we go back and pick it up, figure out what kind of magic did you say was on it, Brock?
It's enchantment, I think was what Mark told me. So Brock would just say it's very good quality steel.
We can pick it up from wherever we stash it, and then we can figure out its enchantment, and then from there we can keep it or sell it. I'd say we sell it in a different town, though.
Brock Brock nods. He says, "I think that is a great idea.
Use.
None of us can use it except for Edson, but he's bored. He likes his shield."
I'm fine with selling it. Really, I am. But we can't sell it in this town. That's straight up don't cross to that guy.
I'm not opposed to trying it out, considering I have a angry axe.
Mm-hmm.
You're like 3 steps away from being an Oathbreaker paladin. You sure you want this cursed thing?
Well, do we know it's cursed for sure?
We don't know it's cursed. The pen, for sure. I agree. Yeah. I think one of us 4, not me, maybe not Shane, but one of you 2, keep the sword and armor, and the other 3 of us go to the meetup and hand over the pen and trolliers.
So why don't why doesn't Eddie figure out where he wants to bury his body?
All right.
You take the sword with you because you're gonna go wherever you're gonna go. Maybe you can bury him in the caravan grounds out there, or you can find the local graveyard and then stash the sword with our caravans, and then we'll meet you out there when we're done.
Yeah, that works for me.
Okay, cool. Cover up the hilt, wrap up the phoenix thing, make sure it's as unidentifiable as possible.
Will do. And to which I'd like to grab out some cloth from my backpack and just wrap it around it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you wrap it around and just kind of like tie it around your back and use a little bit of your rope to be able to secure it on your back.
I would like to go if that's in.
That's fine.
Sure. Can you use my help?
Blue Man Crew.
Yeah, Blue Man Crew.
Still not licensed.
Cool. So. I'm actually going to do Edson and Kelmar first, just because I think they're going to be a little bit quicker than going with meeting up with the guy that hired everyone.
Ooh, wait. Before you go, Kelmar, I'm going to do that string of ears, please.
Ah, yes. And I'll give him all the ears I got.
And so 4. So, 7 trolls means 14 ears. You take 2 ears from each troll.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So, Edson and Kelmar, you guys kind of start heading out towards through the city. You guys reek. So most.
I used the canteen to wash off, and offered everybody else as well.
Excellent. So you guys have soap then, right? Because every adventure carries on the soap. With the water, you guys still reek. You're just wet reek now. So as you guys head through town, you're still getting the stairs and stuff like that. And as you guys head out of the town, you guys can see the caravan on your right-hand side, all the different wagons and stuff. You can see that you can see Los Frendo, you can see Boyd and Lita, and you can see all the people that you guys have seen before. They all wave at you as you guys are walking by. If you guys can see on this smaller map on Daggerford, there's the tannery right there. Just north of the tannery, you guys can see in the distance there is a graveyard.
Cool. Well, we'll head over there.
Oh, yeah. You guys head over to the graveyard. The graveyard's in actually pretty rundown condition. Seems like there's a lot of moss like growing up on a lot of the tombstones. It looks like the plants haven't been cut in a very long time. And as you guys approach, you guys smell that kind of raw hide kind of smell that you guys get as you guys are passing through the tannery. But you guys are in the graveyard.
Alrighty. I'd like to start or find a good patch of dirt that looks like it's not occupied.
Sure. So, Edson, give me a religion check.
Alrighty. That'll be a 15.
So, Edson, you know that this guy at one point was possibly a great warrior. You know that in paying respects that you always want to bury them on the highest points of the graveyard. And as you're walking around, you do see kind of like a built-up hill in the corner of the graveyard, which looks like it just would be difficult for people to bury bodies, but you you know that this is exactly where you should bury them.
Alrighty. Then I'll go over and I'll start digging a hole.
Sure thing. Kilmer, are you helping him out with digging that?
Yes, I will.
Yeah, with both of you guys, it probably takes like, you know, about 30 minutes to 40 minutes to be able to dig everything out. You guys dig it out. Anything else you guys are doing before you guys cover the hole?
I'd like to cast the spell Ceremony, and mm-hmm. I'm going to use Funeral Rite. And it's you touch one corpse, and for the next 7 days, the target cannot become undead by any means short of a wish spell.
All right, and you guys see a cleric walk out of nowhere and wish it back to life. No, I'm kidding.
What the hell?
Yeah. So you put it down. You guys are about to put the dirt on top of it. Does anyone want to say anything before you bury it?
Are we gonna put the armor in there?
Yeah. I'll
bury him with his armor.
Yeah.
You bastards.
So Edson and Kilmer, you guys kind of like put his armor back on. You kind of place him in a position where he's like on his back and his hands are crossed, and his hands are crossing the phoenix that is on his chest. After you guys have cleaned all the armor and stuff like that, it actually looks really nice on a skeleton.
And I'll just say, like, as the last thing while we're putting the dirt on him, I'll just be like, rest. You can rest now, good warrior.
Edson, give me an illusion check.
Alrighty. Nat 20.
Edson, as you're putting the dirt on him, it was almost unusual because there wasn't a very windy day, but you feel this like rush of warm wind kind of like cross across your back, and for the first time in a long time, you feel Bahamut. You feel his presence being there with you as you bury his body.
I just, like, look around and go like, Bahamut?
No, Kilmer.
Oh, yes.
Just like, that was a feeling I haven't felt in a while. Thank you for helping me, Kilmer.
Well, did you see Bahamut?
No, but I felt he was nearby.
Don't you always feel like he's nearby?
I mean, he is a god. He's sometimes watching, if he feels like it, when he wants to tune in.
Interesting.
Yeah, like, he is a wanderer, though.
Do you think, it maybe had something to do with the... with Barry in the sky, kind of maybe found his way up to him?
Maybe this guy will be reborn. I mean, his whole symbol was the phoenix.
Awesome. And then he just has a really big smile on his face.
Yeah, and you guys finish up burying him. You guys say your last words and prayers. And you guys, do you guys want to lay anything for, like, remembrance or anything like that? Like a cross or stone? I don't know.
Actually, for that, does my canary make any reaction?
Yeah, so when you feel the warm wind, in a while you actually heard your canary, because your canary, the cold weather, and canary's not used to the weather that you guys are currently in. He kind of, like, chirps up and kind of, like, sits on your shoulder as you guys are, like, saying your last words.
To which I'll just pet the top of its head and go, like, good to see you, like, coming about, bud. Haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, and as you guys are finishing up your last words, he goes right back into the armor.
All right, and to commemorate the dead there, I would just, I would try and find something and try and make, like, a, not necessarily a cross, but, like, a post.
There's, like, trees and stuff, so if you wanted to make a cross or a post, you can easily grab, like, loose sticks or break off branches.
Yeah, I'll just try and make a post, because, not sure how much a cross would, like, be symbolic in this universe.
Very true. So, yeah, you just kind of, like, put it down and, like, kind of just put, like, a couple sticks down and kind of represent there's something here.
Alrighty.
And then you guys head away from the graveyard. Back in Daggerford. Brock and Shane, you guys head over to Gustavo's mansion. As you guys walk up, are you guys knocking on the door?
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And knock on the door.
Yep. As you guys knock on the door, you see the long, tall gentleman that was greeted you before. Good to see you, gentlemen, survived. You wish to see Gustavo?
Yes, we do.
And he opens the door and welcomes you in. As you guys walk in, you get that nice, like, lavender sweet smell as you guys first walk in. Of course, it's finely decorated. Armor pieces all across the walls, paintings, nice tapestries is on the wall as well. As you guys are walking down the hall, you hear the gentleman in front of you say, "Of course, I don't need to remind you, but you will refer to my master as Sir, my Lord, or Sire."
Yes.
He is in a meeting currently. You guys will wait in the waiting room, but he will take you in a moment. He walks you guys down the hallway. So originally you guys went into, like, kind of like his, like, lounging room, which is to the left of you guys. And you guys continue down the hallway a little bit and then head to the left down the hallway. And you guys go to this two, like, very grand doors. And there's a bench on the right-hand side. And he tells you, "Wait here." And I will let you know when you can go in. Hey, thanks for everyone for listening to our podcast. Tell your friends and family if you enjoyed the podcast and share the love. We'll be seeing you guys next week, and this is your DM. Signing off.